West Virginia's home for the Boy Scouts of America was years in the making. From the announcement in 2009, it took 4 years until 2013 before the first national jamboree was held on the grounds of the Summit Bechtel Reserve in Fayette County. Those grounds include a skate park, zip lining, mountain bike trails, and a stadium with the capacity to hold 80,000. Now, the Boy Scouts are looking to capitalize on their facility by renting it out for national and other events, but they can't do that without a major change in state law. The Boy Scouts of America are a 501c3, which is IRS lingo for a nonprofit that is exempt from some taxes. That exemption, however, is put at risk if the organization decides to rent out their property to a private group. And that's where Amendment 1 comes into play.
The Summit Bechtel Reserve is Scouting's permanent home in West Virginia. And we want to help others to use this amazing facility.
That's Scout President Robert Gates in his radio ad supporting the measure. The amendment would allow the Boy Scouts specifically, not all nonprofits in the state, to lease out their property. This time, the Summit Bechtel Reserve, without losing their property tax exemption. At least, that's how Gary Hartley explains it. He's the Summit's Director of Community and Government Relations.
When we committed to West Virginia, we also said we would try to open this area up for use, but we ran into a hitch, and that was that under the current laws as they're written, if we were to lease out this property, we could lose our charitable use property tax exemption.
Hartley says organizations have already come forward asking to use some of the facilities the Summit has to offer. The United States BMX Association has said they could use it for finals. The X Games are looking at their skate park. Promoters have even reached out to ask about holding major concerts at the venue. And with all of those possibilities, Hartley says, also comes the possibility of major dollars in the local economy.
When we throw a big event, there's the ramp up, the event itself, and the ramp down. A good example is the Jamboree. When we threw the Boy Scout Jamboree in 2013, we spent over $2 million in the local communities around us, just direct spending from the Boy Scouts of America, building up for the Jamboree, preparing for it. These events would bring people in to the event itself. They would bring folks into local hotels, motels, restaurants. We would still also collect, sales tax, wage taxes, the hotel, motel taxes. All those would come into our local communities if we were able to run big events on this property.
But not everyone in Fayette County supports the amendment. Fayette County Commissioner Matt Wender says the amendment privatizes the state's constitution for the benefit of a singular organization. He's also worried about the implications it could have for local businesses.
Now, I don't think it's necessarily the initial intent of the Scouts to compete with private enterprise, but what I do know is that Scouting has declined by about 25% since 2002. And what if that trend continues? And let's now assume that maybe the revenues generated by Scouting are not sufficient to pay the cost of operating and maintaining the Summit facility. What choice will the Scouts have but to compete aggressively in the marketplace to generate additional revenues to sustain the Summit?
And if they begin competing without paying property taxes, he says, they not only have an unfair advantage over local businesses, but they also aren't paying into the county's emergency services and school systems. Wender calls the amendment a local issue that the entire state is getting to decide. So Amendment 1, bad for local business and good for the Scouts, or good for everyone? That's up to you to decide. For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Ashton Mara in Charleston.